A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, it's time for our regular transport slot, which means we're joined in studio by transport commentator Conor Faulknan. And today, Conor, you want to talk about driving stereotypes.
Yeah. I was having a look at some of these. Something came up in a conversation I was having recently. One of the old stereotypes is older drivers. And I was having a look at some of the particulars of that. But it's a cliche from years gone by. You see the granny behind the wheel and you think, oh, my God, that shouldn't be allowed. There's YouTube footage that you can look at of, you know, dangerous older drivers, and it does indeed look alarming. But it's one of those ones that can be, I guess, quite annoying to an older driver to hear, and it's not borne out by the data. It's one of those stereotypes that just isn't borne out by the data. If you look at how older drivers actually behave, they're a model of self-regulation. If they feel they're not up for a journey, they just won't do it. If they don't like crowded motorways, they won't go on them. They tend to sort of model their behaviour in precisely the same way that young men don't. And they do not show up in the data as dangerous. Now, they do sometimes suffer more severe injuries for an accident of given seriousness. But nevertheless, they're statistically safe drivers, but the cliche persists.
So yeah, in your own family, your late grandmother.
Oh, I know. Yeah, she was lethal. She was designed around this stereotype. She was like a female Mrs. Magoo, and she drove an orange Hillman Imp back in the day. And she was actually, long before I was in the AA, she was well known to the AA. This came out to her all the time. And she was quite capable of pootling the wrong way around the one-way system in Black Rock, for example, or tooling through a junction.
You would say, is the exception that proves the rule.
Yeah, because as I say, if you look at the data, we've all got anecdotes. We can, you know, we've all seen a boy racer. We've all seen a Donegal Reg. We've all said things like there's a typical SUV driver. But they're actually not borne out by the data. One fascinating one that doesn't exist here in Ireland is that in America, there's a cliche about Asian drivers, that Asians are bad drivers. Makes no sense at all. But it persists, particularly in California. You see an Asian behind the wheel, throw your eyes up to heaven, say you better give him a wide berth. And again, it's not borne out at all by the data, but it's there in folklore.
Now, one of the stereotypes is women drivers.
Well, that's the oldest and biggest, isn't it?
And people say, look at that stupid woman, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Then as you overtake, it's a man. And then the response is, well, he drives like a woman.
Yeah, I know. Again, according to the stats, if you say he drives like a woman, statistically, that should be something of a compliment because they're definitely safer. But I was looking at where this one came from. And it's one of those kind of sexist memes, obviously. But it sort of dates from the 50s and 60s. If you look in the early years of motoring, the earliest women drivers were very wealthy women, hobbyists, but nobody doubted their bona fides days as drivers. That came later when mass motoring began in the 50s in America. One of the things I saw, and it dated it to an episode of The Jetsons in 1963, which was this, you know, then futuristic cartoon where they're all in flying cars. And there's one episode where the woman of the family has a driving lesson, and it's all about how disastrous she is and how she can't park and she does the wrong way this and the wrong way that. Looking at it now, the sexism could take your breath away, but I guess that's just of its time, a la Mad Men. But it's one of those things that just planted the cliche into the public mind. And it's still there. There was a study from France only 10 years ago that showed that youngsters have a gender stereotype perspective about drivers from as young as the age of 10. You know, they're informed by daddy drives this way and mummy drives that way. And we've just allowed it to soak into popular. And again, whenever you look at the data, it utterly refutes it. And yet it'll still persist as a meme.
Is there any information on parking? Because, you know, you will talk to women who'll say, oh, God, I hate parking.
Yeah.
I hate parallel parking. Now, maybe the men never admit that they
hate parking. Well, this is it. I think there's two sort of sexist cliches that come about there. One is that the male will tend to embrace the task and will not admit to not being able to do it.
So like he won't ask for directions.
Won't ask for directions, will insist on trying to change the wheel himself, even if he hasn't a clue what he's doing. And that's a male thing. It's not necessarily a character fault, but it's something males do. Whereas women are much more inclined to admit that they can't do something. But it also seems to be the case that on the actual sort of dexterity, the mechanical skill, the spatial awareness of being able to park a car, males seem to have an aptitude for that, perhaps more than females. And it's one of those things that overlaps, you know. So if you say this is a typical male thing, well, you're bound to be wrong 80% of the time, but there's some truth in it or it wouldn't be there. When it comes to being dangerous, the one cliche that is borne out is the male-female thing. But it's not so much men and women, it's young men versus everybody else. Mm. So if you look at who actually is dangerous on the road, it's the young males as a cohort that stand out. But actually, that's one thing we're not allowed to see anymore, because for the last 10 years, motor insurance companies have been instructed to be blind to gender. They're not allowed to consider it.
So they can't offer attractive packages to older drivers or women drivers who statistically might be safer.
Well, older drivers they can, because age is still one of the bases on which you are allowed to discriminate in insurance. Okay. But for motor insurance, gender is not. So in effect, that means that young women subsidise the risk rate of young men, enabling both to pay the same. And I guess you could say that that is, you know, it's a clear proof that you can have equality or you can have fairness, but you can't have both. They're incompatible.
Now, we have seen people of both genders, although there are many genders now, but the observable males and females indulging in bad behaviour on the road. You know, you have the boy racer, but also the girl racer. But the stereotype would be that the males are more aggressive in their driving.
Yeah.
Is that borne out by the stats?
Well, yes, it is. Because for all sorts of human error accidents where the consequences are worsened by just a little bit too much speed, there's a huge preponderance of males. I mean, the male-female split in the data is unambiguous. So yeah, you'd have to say it's there. But a lot of these things could be socially informed. Men tend to be higher mileage than women. That's a social pattern that's probably changing as work and boundaries break down. So as more and more women are occupying roles that were stereotypically male, you might see more and more women evidencing behaviours that were stereotypically
male. I'm looking at stats from the United States, and you don't have to understand what these numbers are, but crash involvement for the 16 to 19-year-old cohort, for the guys, 6.4, for the girls, 3.3.
Yeah, it's double. It's double. And you find that that difference mellows out as both cohorts get older.
Although in the 20s, 3.9 for the guys, 1.6 for the girls, more than double the girls. Mm. 1.6 in the 30 to 59-year age group for the guys as they mature, less risky behaviour. 1.6 versus 1.1 for the women. So in all the cohorts, the crash data suggests women are less likely.
Now, there's a coefficient you'd layer on top of that, which is average mileage, male average mileage. But even net of all that, it just persists. So it's one of those stereotypes that may well be, authenticated in truth. But there's others that we just throw around and they're simply not there. The entitled Karen in the SUV, there's nothing in the data bears that out. The lazy Mercedes owner who's too snobby to take the bus into work. Nothing in the data bears that out. To take the Asian one in America, which seems self-evidently ridiculous to us, because if you say to an Irish person, aren't Asians typically bad drivers? They'll go, what? What are you talking? No sense in that whatsoever. In California, it's a real embedded urban myth. So it's funny how these things can grow a life. But as I say, return to the data, and you can sift away almost all of them.
As a text from Thomas, I 100% agree. I'm almost 70 and I'm up for a driving skills challenge against a young lad. Now, there's typical male behaviour.
He's a typical young man.
Competitive, having a go.
Yeah, exactly. He's exactly the sort of young male behaviour that he should have spent 70 years learning. But it is true that the older age bracket is being pushed out. In fact, we changed the rules in Ireland recently enough, which means that up to the age of 75, you no longer require a medical cert in order to renew your driving license. It's an assumption that, you know, unless told otherwise, you're fit and well. And that, I guess, is a great thing, because when you're serious about designing and planning for an older driving population, cliches aside, things like junction layouts and reducing their complexity and managing local journeys and enabling people to stay on the road older and older and older, that's an important part of the planning. But as I say, if you throw your eyes up to heaven the next time you're stuck somewhere and say, oh my God, what's a granny doing on the road at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? Remember that again, one of those prejudices where you might hear it from every bar stool, but it's not there in the data.
Transport commentator Conor Faulknan, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.